Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is not nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to Bwah, King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
And Rusty's the one over there going, hey, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, welcome to Friday.
That ain't right.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Okay, so I'm going to start with this little light humor here.
Yep.
Eric Michael Garcia on March 12th, which only a few days back, says, which fictional character, this is on X, by the way, which used to be Twitter or whatever, which fictional character stormed the Capitol on January 6th? So,
oh, Dale.
Well, that's what I thought, right? But he put down Cotton, which is kind of true because he says, I hate to say it, but it would be hilarious. King of the Hill episode 2. He would get Bill and Dale to go with him. Hank would run to DC to stop him.
Okay.
Give a speech about America, get them out just in time, and Nancy would report it on the news. That's pretty well thought out right there, honestly.
That's in depth.
Yeah, man.
He really thought that one out. That's Jazz V Jack on Twitter.
Jazz V Jack.
On Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter or Xor.
X, yeah, whatever you call it. I still call it Twitter.
I do think that it would be Dale's idea. He would get Cotton revved up, you know, about the whole thing, about wanting to lynch up politicians or what. I can't see Dale not being involved in this, you know?
Yeah, no, Dale's definitely involved.
Okay, so today's subject, I think I gave you too much paperwork at this point. Our subject today is from the Austin American Statement in Austin, Texas. This is from just a few days back. It says, is Beavis and Butthead based in Texas? Mike Judge hints at it. So this is not a wholly King of the Hill type subject, but it is a Mike Judge subject, and King of the Hill comes up in it.
Yep.
So they talk about an episode in Beavis and Butthead that resembles a restaurant
in Texas.
And it's pretty stunning when you look at that picture. But let's read the first part of this. It says, it's no secret that some of the most famous cartoons have strong connections to Texas. King of the Hill, situated in a fictional town of Arlen, Texas, draws inspiration from Mike Judge, former resident in Richardson. Matt Stone, co-creator of South Park, hails from Houston. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob. Of course, she's a Texan. They always tease her that Texas is dumb. In a different episode, they organize a Texas-themed party for her with square dancing, blah, 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 blah. The data clearly shows that Texas is one of the most ideal states for animated sitcoms. So that brings us to the question, after fans began theorizing years ago, is Beavis and Butthead, also produced by Judge, based in Texas?
I think so. I think it's a Texas-based show, even without any of the context or anything about the the Funky Door Wine Bistro in Lubbock. Even without that, I still think that it is.
They definitely both take place in the same universe.
It's definitely
the
same universe. Well, I think it's Texas.
Mike Judge says, growing up near, or the reporter says, growing up near Albuquerque, Judge's father worked for SMU, which I didn't know that either.
Neither.
And that led the family to frequently travel between their residence in New Mexico and Dallas, in which Judge described the back and forth movement as a lot of time in Texas. Later in life, Judge relocated to Richardson, which of course became the inspiration for the fictional town depicted in King of the Hill, a widely recognized detail among fans. Richardson, by the way, to anybody who's listened to this doesn't know, it's right up by Dallas, Fort Worth. It's that kind of area.
What's that?
Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
It says in
suburb of Dallas, for sure.
It says in a 2011 interview at the Austin Film Festival, an audience member had asked if Beavis and Butthead shared the same Texas heritage. For the most part, Judge wasn't sure. He'd never really thought of this, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
The person said, I was just wondering, the landscape of Beavis and Butthead looks a lot like the landscape of King of the Hill, the journalist said before questioning. I just want to ask if Beavis and Butthead takes place in Texas. Mike Judge said, well, originally, I grew up mostly in Albuquerque. I was thinking somewhere between, and I was in Dallas when I created it. So it's somewhere in between, just like one of those towns like Lubbock or Portales in New Mexico. The report goes on to say, but by the time the first film Beavis and Butthead Do America came out in 1996, it was evident that the setting was based in the Lone Star State. Although Judge said in his Texas Monthly interview that he had never meant for Beavis and Butthead to be Texans, he finally embraced the idea, and it was somewhere in the Texas Panhandle, South Plains region, instead of eastern New Mexico, when a background artist, without his knowing, had written Texas on each of the car's license plates.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He said, and he did, again, note that he did originally envision the hometown somewhere between Lubbock and Clovis, a recognizable stretch of his commute through his childhood. Now, this last part is is pretty telling. It says, if there are any doubts still about Judge choosing the region for the cartoon setting, the close resemblance of a Texas restaurant solidifies it. In a recent episode of Beavis and Butthead's series revival, season 1, episode 7, Kidney the Good Deed, a scene identically matches that of Funky Door Wine and Bistro in Lubbock.
Yep,
and man,
right.
When you look at these pictures, it's straight up a copy of the inside of that place.
Absolutely. It looks identical to it if you look, like I said, if you look at the pictures of it. But
it's amazing.
Have you ever done that drive before?
Not, well, probably.
Like through New Mexico or whatever, and through Lubbock and New Mexico. I've done that drive a few times.
It's even down to the paintings on the wall. You see that? They're the same painting.
I didn't go to Clovis, though. We went through, it was either Amarillo or Lubbock, one of the two, but we went there to get to Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Tucumcari, New Mexico, there's a college called Mesa Lands Community College that has a paleontology program. And through a geology course that I was taking here in town, we went on a 19-day trip out west, and the first place we stop is in Tucumcari, and we do a dig there for a particular dinosaur called the Phytosaur. It's not a dinosaur. It's like a big lizard.
Right.
And we get to dig on an official dig with a guy named Dr. Axel Hungelbuehler, who is...
Dr. Axel Hungelbuehler.
I can't pronounce his last name right, but he's a German guy. His name is Dr. Axel. Shout out to Dr. Axel at Mason Lands Community College.
If that guy is not a like a comic book villain, I don't know.
He's a really, really cool guy. He's extremely knowledgeable about phytosaurs and stuff like that. He's like the... you know how doctors, they always pick the one thing, like in that kind of field, they pick the one thing they know more. I mean, that's the point of being a doctor.
Right.
So he knows more than anybody in the world about this one particular lizard, and he did all of the, when a paleontologist goes to see if there's any potential things where they're at, they look at all the rock layers and stuff like
that. Sure.
So he ended up finding this small place in New Mexico that's on private land where it's full, like full of all of these fossils and stuff for this particular type of lizard that he
research was called again?
It's called a phytosaur.
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 Oh, I thought you were saying phyght.
No, phytosaur. And
like,
if you look at them,
really,
if you look at them, they're what they call crocodilomorphs.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodilomorphs. They're not actual crocodiles. They're not related to crocodiles whatsoever.
Yeah.
They just happen to look like them.
Sure looks like
them. Yeah, they do look like, but they're not related to them at all. They
all
were,
goes back to chickens.
They were actually about 200-300 million years ago or something. But it was real cool getting to be a part of it because we got to dig and keep some of the fossils and stuff. So I actually have some of the teeth
cool.
from a phytosaur we got to keep. But that drive between Clovis and Lubbock, like they're talking about, it is pretty not shit out there.
Dude, there's a lot of those drives here in Texas, though. You start heading towards, like you start going south. Dear Lord.
Yeah, once you get past Hill Country when you're going south, San Antonio down is nothing.
It is so flat.
But some of the most beautiful parts of Texas, though, are in between San Antonio and like North Austin and west a little bit. Like all that whole Hill Country area. It's beautiful.
Okay, so that kind of answers that question. It's all in Texas, apparently.
Yeah, it's all in Texas.
We did get some news a little while back. It says that the reboot, or whatever you want to call it, is going to be next year rather than 2024. But, I mean, shit, we're almost to April at this point, so we're really moving through the year.
I really should have kept up to date with it better, but we're coming up on our 200th episode. Not already on our this might be our 200th episode. I don't remember.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be crazy. It could be our 200th episode. I'm not really sure. I have to look on the Spotify to see what the last episode number was.
That doesn't matter. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
We released the live episode last week. It wasn't like a ton of stuff from us, but what you got, and you're welcome, was an entire concert from Flame Trick Subs, the folks who do our theme. Wonderful band, Mike, Lefty, everybody in the band is just great
band. Yeah, Jen, great guys.
Y'all are fantastic, and we thank you for letting us use your song.
Yeah,
and they put on a fantastic show. And so if you haven't seen it, go back to last Friday's and you can watch it on Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube. It's the entire Flame Trick Club show. So
194 was Monday's, and this is 195.
Wow. Well, but so do we count them all the same? Or should we just count the episodes that are episodes?
Well, I think...
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, just for posterity, maybe. For like the purpose of what we've been doing, I feel like we're almost at 200 King of the Hill episodes.
Well, that's pretty much all I got this week.
Yeah, because we won't hit 200 for the actual series until we're almost done.
Yeah, it'll be like a while. Yeah,
like two or three more seasons.
So, you got anything else? Have you run across any King of the Hill news this week or anything like that?
No, okay. Mike Judge and them did some stuff at South by Southwest, but it was for the 25th anniversary of Office Space. So we'll talk about that soon.
God, I wish I had gone to that.
They actually have the whole thing recorded. You can check it out. I mean, it'd be cool to see live, but. Yeah. I watched a little bit of it. It was pretty interesting.
By the way, Mike Judge, we're right here.
Yeah,
you know,
man, all you got to do up the street.
All you got to do is let us know. We're right here, man. Yeah, you know, I'd love to talk to you about Office Space sometime. King of the Hill is great, but I'd love to talk to you about Office Space.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's tired of talking about all these things, but
I'm sure. But
it's what brought you.
And even if you don't want to talk about them, just if you want to talk about anything, you want to talk about cars, you want to talk about coffee,
talk about whatever.
I would literally talk to you about as anything.
Yeah,
the
prostates.
Weather. Yeah, well, I don't
whatever.
Know about that, but
I'd talk to him about prostates.
Well, y'all probably have more in common in that conversation.
Sure,
I'm a little young yet.
Big ass prostates. That's right
for prostate problems.
BAP.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We appreciate you always tuning in on the That Ain't Right Fridays because they are a little different.
Yep.
We try to dredge up as much news as we can. Right now, there's not a ton on the reboot, so we've just kind of been going back and forth on things. Remember, if you're going to storm the Capitol, take cotton with you. Oh, he's dead, so don't do it. All right, we will see you again. Real quick. I think I said this a while ago, but you can now watch the video of our Monday episodes on Spotify. Friday episodes are all audio, and those will come through on Spotify just like normal. If you have a chance and you have the wherewithal to do it, we would love for you to become a supporter over on Patreon. Just search for Bois, King of the Hill. The only option we've got is the only option is like $3 a month or something.
Yep.
Really just helps us keep the lights on. We do appreciate it. It does cost some money to do this, especially in this network environment. So, all right, guys. Well, we will see you again next Monday.
Oui, Matanye.
Oui, Matanye, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network